In the previous synthetic oil showdown, the competition was very intense between Amazon Basics and Mobil 1. Both seemed to tie regarding the evaporation rate of the oil when exposed to high temperature. However, Amazon Basics did flow a little bit better under extreme cold temperature, as well as Mobil 1 did a little bit better on the lubricity test. Which one of these brands between AMSOIL and Royal Purple will come out ahead on those three tests? Well, today we're about to find out. Viewers wanted to see these two in a head-to-head competition, so that's what we're about to do. Just as a reminder, I'm not sponsored by any brand. I bought both of these products using my own money. So let's get the testing underway and see which one of these brands is the best.
Well, I don't have an oil testing lab that allows me to test products according to ASTM, SAE, or API's testing standards. There are some oil properties that can easily be tested to compare oil performance. In this first test, we'll be measuring cold temperature oil flow. When the engine is cold, we want the oil flowing as quickly as possible. So we're going to place the oil in the freezer that's set to 15 below zero Fahrenheit and leave it in there for 24 hours. We'll come back to this test later in the video. In the previous video comparing synthetic oils from Amazon Basics and Mobil 1, I explained the American Petroleum Institute donut along with the two important pieces of information, including the viscosity grade and the two-digit code. The AMSOIL and Royal Purple oil that we'll be testing today are both SAE 5W30 synthetic oils. Costing $9.78 per quart, Royal Purple synthetic oil uses premium base oils combined with proprietary additives that improve performance. The oil is rated for SN Plus and meets ILSAC GF5 specs. It also meets the DEXO certification, which is the General Motors approved engine oil certification. This certification indicates that it has met DEXO standards for improved antioxidant technology and lower viscosity that holds up to engine combustion and heat very well. In the first test, we'll be using this lubricity tester. While it's not possible for me to simulate engine operating conditions perfectly, the lubricity tester will give us some good information. If you're not familiar with it, consider watching the video I put together explaining how it works. Before testing each oil on the lubricity tester, I'll calibrate the weight scale and then weigh each bearing. After the test, I'll clean the bearing with brake parts cleaner and weigh the bearings again. I'll measure the size of the scar in each bearing as well. Costing $12.85 per quart, the AMSOIL Signature Series is a 100% synthetic motor oil engineered with industry-leading proprietary base stocks, anti-wear additives, and detergents. The oil is designed to last up to 25,000 miles. While the container of oil that we'll be testing doesn't have the API SN Plus designation, AMSOIL's website indicates that its oil helps protect pistons from low-speed pre-ignition. It also meets the ILSAC GF5 specs.
Both the Royal Purple and the AMSOIL bearings have been cleaned in brake parts cleaner, so I'm going to go ahead and weigh them.
This is the Royal Purple bearing. And this is the AMSOIL bearing.
Very impressive performance by both engine oils, with Royal Purple on the left and AMS Oil on the right. While both oils did extremely well, AMS Oil did win this competition with a scar that's approximately 13% smaller than the Royal Purple.
Up next, Royal Purple and AMS Oil go head-to-head in the cold oil flow test. So if you want to protect your engine and keep it running smoothly, you don't want oil that's going to evaporate quickly and thicken. We'll be weighing each coffee pot before the test, then adding approximately 200 grams of oil into each container. After the test, we'll weigh each container again to determine oil loss. The appropriate test to measure evaporative loss is known as the NOAC volatility test, which exposes oil to 482 degrees Fahrenheit for 1 hour to simulate conditions in the area around the top of piston rings of engines. Oil evaporation is bad. The more oil vaporizes, the thicker and heavier it becomes, contributing to poor oil circulation, reduced fuel economy, and increased oil consumption, wear, and emissions. Since I don't have this specialized piece of test equipment, I'm only going to heat up the oil to around 375 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 2 hours. I'll be rotating the oil every 5 minutes just in case there are hot spots on the griddle.
It's been right at 2 hours, so I'm going to go ahead and remove the coffee pots from the griddle and allow them to cool off. Once they've cooled off, I'll weigh each coffee pot to see how much oil has been lost. Okay, the oil has cooled off, so I'm going to go ahead and weigh each of them to see how much weight was lost. The Royal Purple started off at 406.3, 404.17. And the AMS Oil, 414.76. I'll be adding new oil to the first two tubes and the used oil in the second two tubes. Then I'll place the oil back in the freezer for another 24 hours. After that, we'll conduct the cold flow test. It's been nearly 27 hours since I placed the oil in the freezer, and it's time for the cold oil flow showdown. The new Royal Purple oil is in the left lane, the new AMS Oil is in lane 2, cooked Royal Purple is in the third lane, and cooked AMS Oil is in the far right lane. I slowed down the footage to 50% of actual speed right here to get a good look at how each oil flowed onto the oil slide. The cooked oils are obviously flowing a little bit slower than how they flowed when they were new. The cooked AMS oil is actually flowing about as fast as new. The cooked Royal Purple oil has slowed quite a bit. The new AMS oil is coming down the home stretch with a very narrow lead over the used AMS oil.
The new AMSOIL just finished in first, beating the cooked AMSOIL by less than an inch and beating the new Royal Purple by over 3 inches, the same as the first test, and beating the cooked Royal Purple by nearly 5 inches. The cooked AMSOIL just finished ahead of the used Royal Purple by around 3 inches, and the new Royal Purple just finished ahead of the used Royal Purple by less than 2 inches.
Well, I've never used AMSOIL in one of my vehicles before, but I'm convinced that it's a really, really good engine oil. I can see why it's rated for 25,000 miles, because even after the 2-hour torture test, it seemed to shrug it off like there was nothing to it, and it flowed just about as good as new oil. Even the used oil outperformed the Royal Purple new oil. Now, with that being said, Royal Purple is a very, very good synthetic engine oil. I have used Royal Purple in my vehicles in the past, so I don't want any Royal Purple fans out there to think that I'm saying that the Royal Purple product isn't good, because it is a very good product. It's just that I think AMSOIL demonstrated today that it's a really, really good synthetic oil. Now, you guys wanted to see this one, that's why we did this video. Just as a reminder, I'm not sponsored by AMSOIL or Royal Purple. I'm also not a dealer of AMSOIL or Royal Purple products. So do you guys want to see more engine oil showdown videos? If you do, please let me know. As you know, 100% of my videos are viewer requested, viewer recommended. So I'll be reading the comments to see how many votes we get for another showdown. What I'd like to do, if viewers want me to do so, is to have a series, sort of a playoff, like a very much like a football playoff between different synthetic brands over the next few months to see which brand comes out on top. If you're interested in that, please leave a comment. Just want to say thanks so much for watching the video. Please take care, and I look forward to next time.